live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello, I'm Alex Elbro. It's about 10:30 on Thursday, the 29th of August. I'm very pleased that my guests are here. It's Alex Richards from Inspire to Ignite and Gemma Pluck from Bidwells. Now, they've been doing an exciting collaboration for young people that work with Inspire to Ignite. And we're going to hear all about it. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Hey. Good morning.
Now, Alex, do you want to tell us first a bit about Inspire to Ignite, and then we'll move on to what Bidwells do, and then we'll kind of work out how the collaboration goes.
Yeah. So we set up Inspire to Ignite 2 years ago, off the back of noticing a lot of what young people, what organisations refer to young people as NEET, so not in education, employment or training. There is currently 900,000 young people currently classed as NEET. That is up from 820,000 the year before. So it is exponentially growing. So we are in demand.
And what age is that roughly?
Sort of 14 to sort of 18. Right. But we work with ages 12 to 24.
Right. Okay. That's, I mean, there's incredible but awful statistics really, aren't they? So, and what do you do when you're working with these young people then?
So we offer programs and experiences that basically offer them life skills so they can effectively go into the world of work with confidence in whatever that looks like. So it could be they're starting their own business, could be going into an organization, could be anything else that they want to do into the world of work.
Yeah, and it's giving them some of the background work that, as well, that might be needed because they haven't been in sort of any formal education for a while, potentially, for whatever reason.
Confidence or interview skills or anything that sort of is required when you go into the world of work.
And so from that, we'll go to you, Gemma, and if you give a bit of background of Bidwells and then how you got involved with Inspire to Ignite.
Yeah, of course. So Bidwells are a household name in Cambridge. You probably know us as being an estate agency, but that is actually such a small part of what we do. So Cambridge is our only office with an estate agency. So we've got 11 offices across the UK that specialise in all things to do with property consultancy. So that be development through to project management, building surveying and sustainability. So I met Alex and Sam, I think it was probably about 2.5 years ago at an enterprise day at Impington Village College, and really liked what they did. We wanted to support Inspire to Ignite and do something different with our work experience programme. So having work experience that comes through school links or your parents or family friends actually comes with a level of privilege because you've got those connections, you've got that network, and they're able to get you that work experience. And as Alex said, there's around 900,000 students in England who haven't got those opportunities. So that is a really big untapped talent pool that have got a lot of skills that, but they just didn't kind of conform to the usual classroom style of learning. So we wanted to offer something different. One of our values is disrupt the status quo. So we wanted to create a work experience program that did disrupt that status quo and offer something different to kind of underprivileged students who might have got kind of socioeconomic difficulties at home. They might be in care, or they might just not kind of, as I said earlier, conform to that usual classroom learning style. So we devised a work experience program that was really immersive. So students would come to us. We didn't want them to just shadow staff for a week because we all know that that's quite boring in terms of work experience and you don't really get too much out of it. So what we do is plan a really fun week where we go out on site, we visit our clients, we do team building activities. The first year we ran the program, we actually did a project. So the students had to create a new town and they learned everything that went into kind of planning a new town. But this year we kind of shortened the work experience program just because we found the first year we did it, it was quite intense. And actually the students needed a kind of day after their day in the office to kind of reflect. And also you have to bear in mind these students might have not been in any kind of routine or classroom style learning situation for a long time. So we did 3 days this year, but it was quite action-packed. We went to Wolston College, we went out to Worsley Park Estate, where the students learned about everything to do with kind of rural consultancy, and then we also went out to Waterbeach Barracks. So we've got a new home site there, and the students really loved creating some kind of estate agency type videos, selling and letting the houses, and just seeing kind of what you can get for your money for £825,000 in Waterbeach.
I mean, it, as you're saying it, I'm thinking, what a fantastic opportunity. And so much, I think, just because of the way things have happened, you know, of school year, whatever, have done their doing their work experience, quick, we need to find them places to go. All right, okay, who will take them? And then it is just like, oh, can you can you just photocopy this stuff for me? Or can you just go and that? Or why don't you watch what so-and-so is doing? And like you say, that's so dull. And it's not playing to their strengths at all. You know, why would it makes it awkward for the company that they're coming into, because all they're thinking is, oh, what am I going to do now? Rather than planning ahead. And I know these things take time. And it is very much like you say, it's in your agenda to do this. And you've thought it through. And it's taken a while. So this is the second time you've done it, is it?
Yeah, so this is the second year, but we want to create a program for these individuals where there's an impact. So we want them to come away from the week where, like Alex said earlier, they might have built their confidence, or they might have understood more about what it takes to be a rural surveyor, where they had no idea that that was even a job before, or they just kind of feel a bit more have a better understanding of what the working world is, what it's like to come to an office.
I've often said that we don't know what we don't know. So if you only know that people do this, this and this, and you haven't been exposed to this, how do you ever know what goes on in things? You know, if you've always lived in a city and you haven't been out into the countryside, you wouldn't even know what's around there. And same if you don't go to the seaside or you know, we only know what experiences we've been exposed to. Yeah. And if you aren't in say a traditional setup from the maybe that's changing for everybody, mm-hmm. you know, like say it's always this networking thing. You know, in the past it's always, you know, what they used to call the old boys club or whatever. You'd mm-hmm. always get in through other things. Now many people, as you just said, 900,000 aren't going to have that access to that, or even know what they maybe want to do until they get inspired, as you know, literally the name of the group that you know, the community interest company, aren't you, that do showing people that there are other things out there. And one of those things is they only need one of those things to spark mm-hmm. off something, and then, you know, you've gained another great exciting person. And I think it's lovely that your work experience is also has a purpose, because the last thing you want to do is, you know, I'll do this, but it doesn't really matter because it's going to go straight in the bin, or, you know, I'm not mm-hmm. going to do anything. But to be given a project, which you probably will find something really useful for.
Yeah,
afterwards.
And it is really interesting mm-hmm. for us as well. We kind of take things from it, and in the workplace, you typically have a kind of age demographic of individuals. So having a lot of young people come into the organisation with fresh perspectives gives you a really good idea of what they think of the business and any ideas they've got. So yeah, it's really useful for
yeah fresh eyes. And also, like you say, someone coming in from a different angle, I suspect their thoughts and views are very useful in that sense. And I know I met some of the young people last year, and Sam came in with a guy whose name I've forgotten now, I'm sorry, but he had he's setting up an ice cream business with a cart. Anyway, I'll leave that one with you.
One of our programs was an ice cream.
Oh, maybe that was it. And then maybe it's just some of the young people that were taking it out. And then, you know, they've got to decide on how they do it. But, you know, it is this, I think all of us have got this sort of natural entrepreneurship within us.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes it's a bit squished down, like, no, this is the roads that you have to do. But to go in and say, oh, actually, I quite like the idea of this. Or have you thought about this? I think it will bring out the best in everyone. I like the fact that they're trying to sell houses already. That's interesting. Now, have you heard back from the young people? What's the feedback you've
We've had amazing feedback from the young people, that especially to considering when they started, a lot of them weren't that confident. So it was very much a room full of, you know, 8-9 young people just sort of sitting in every corner they could find. And then by the end of the 3 days, they were sort of all working together. They built presentations at the end in amongst themselves, basically explaining what they'd done, what they'd found out, what they'd learned. Certainly, they're still in contact with each other now, so they're sort of making friends with each other, which is always good to see from different socioeconomic backgrounds as well.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Young people that have been in care are, you know, talking with mainstream young people, or young people in alternate provision, and then suddenly talking with each other. So it's always nice to sort of get all that sort of together and sort of almost co-mingle.
Yeah. Well, that's how life is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you don't all go along on a smooth path of only seeing people within your bubble, which I think, unfortunately, things like social media has created even more, probably. Mm. And it's really nice to get out and see, oh, that's why people think about this, that and the other. And I think it's lovely that you have recognised that, you know, that if they're not in a routine, if people haven't been in routines, or they've got issues because they haven't got... you know, public transport isn't great. So have we thought about ways of getting them to places so they're not going to be late and they're not going to be then looked on, oh, you can't even, you know, get here on time. Well, I've had to get 3 buses or I've had to get up at that and, you know, there's not any breakfast or whatever, you know. There's a lot of things to be taken in just to get yourself to somewhere.
Mm.
And it's not just the, you know, or they haven't been bothering or whatever. And I think the more we recognise that for everybody, you know, it's a really good thing.
One of the biggest challenges we find in Inspire to Ignite is transport. It's that we have endless amounts of young people and lots of organisations that are willing to help them. But then when you're trying to connect the dots, and obviously with people like Bidwells, it's great because they're obviously, you know, very happy. They're like, we know, well, we can, you know, get your travel sorted, or we can help you towards that sort of travel arrangements.
Yeah, that's
which obviously
brilliant.
Is a great sort of help for us.
So where does it go from here? So you say you're thinking about other programmes, or...
Yeah, so...
Is it once a year, or are you thinking of expanding it to even more?
So at the moment we do once a year, but we only do that in our Cambridge office.
Uh-huh.
So part of our expansion at the moment is to kind of progress that into other offices. So with Inspire to Ignite, there's a link to Milton Keynes, so we'll roll something out there, and then we'll kind of replicate this in our Oxford office. But Inspire to Ignite aren't kind of present in that area, so we'll probably
I'm sure
partner
they will be
with
soon.
Not yet. we are working on things.
Yeah,
we are behind the scenes. There are many things
brilliant.
Up and coming.
But the main thing for us would be actually to employ one of these young people who come on our programme. So Bidwells are only a 600 employee strong business, which is a substantial size, but our apprenticeship programme, which these young people would come on to, we don't have a kind of a formal apprenticeship intake every year. It's just quite sporadic as to when roles come up. So that is something we are looking to change, but that will change when we grow. So my ideal would be to kind of employ one of the young people, so it's a full circle. This year we did use one of the videos that one of our young people, Seb, made when we were visiting the new build houses. He made a sales video and it was amazing. He spent 3 hours of his own time the evening after the work experience program to create this video, so we've used that on our social media and kind of promoted him, and he would be an amazing video content or you know, social media specialist, because he did that in his own time, off his own accord, and it's something that we've used and we think it's great. So things like that are kind of
and some of these things aren't like traditional skills that you'd know that anyone's good at till you have a go, but they're being used more and more, and they're not things that are traditionally used in schools, are they?
No.
I think also with this thing about your young new house program, bringing young people in, they will probably talk about the things that they like and miss or want, you know, what they're looking for when they've got a space that they feel comfortable in. And those are all really good things to put down and think, oh, right, okay, this is what we're looking for the future. So, like I say, it's a win-win, isn't it?
I think it's good to take the students to places like the new home site and the colleges, just from an aspirational perspective, because, you know, some of the students that we have... bless them, you know, they live in youth hostels or they're in care. So actually seeing that is probably completely alien to them. It's not like the environment that they live in. But actually giving them the opportunity to see what they could have if they, you know, got the right network and support around them, that they could have something like that, I think kind of really opens their eyes. and they all seem very open and excited when we take them to things like that, and the feedback we got was really positive from that perspective.
Brilliant. Now, before you go, what about if other people are listening now, are in business and think that they might be able to not necessarily offer, but offer or get involved so they can look at how they could offer something for you? Who should they get in touch with?
Inspire to Ignite. So head to our website, inspiretoignite.co.uk. So that's Inspire, the number two, Ignite, where you can contact one of our team and we'll be more than happy to take any questions or field any calls that come through.
That's brilliant. And you can endorse that, can't you, Gemma?
Yeah, I would endorse that. And I would just say from a business perspective, it's really eye-opening for your own staff as well to be involved in projects like this. But also from an ESG and kind of inclusion perspective, you know, it's creating social impact. It's you know, being inclusive, having lots of different, you know, walks of life coming into your business from sex, gender, age, ethnicity. So I would advocate everyone to get involved.
Cambridge 105 Radio.